Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Thursday night, June 13th, 2019. Before we start anything, I'd like to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Happy Father's Day to every father, whether you have a father that's alive or a father that has gone on to be with the Lord. We still want to give God glory by saying Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And again, you are in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. I'm asking all the listeners, if, as always, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with us as we get to go through God's Word together on tonight. I am standing in for Pastor Eric Morpheus on tonight. He was scheduled to deliver God's Word on tonight, but he is under the weather. We want to keep him lifted up in prayer, so I will be standing in the gap for him on tonight. I will be delivering God's Word on tonight. So please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along as we go through God's Word together on tonight. As always, we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all the listeners, please pray with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. It's in his name that we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father, because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. And Father, we come now in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family, and every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word all over the land, because you have servants, you have vessels, you have ambassadors all over the land who are still spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, who are being doers of your word faithfully and dedicated. So we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins on tonight, so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you would move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, touch and heal my brother in Christ, Brother Deacon Marvin Cox. We continually lift up Brother Raymond Eppinger and his entire family. We continually lift up the Ruby Blackwell's entire family, her daughters and grandsons, and not only those families, but all those that have been affected by mass shootings or any kind of loss of life. Heavenly Father, we know that you are the comforter. So we ask that you will comfort and strengthen all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reason. We know that you are in control at all times. You sit high and you look low. You promised in your word you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So we know that we have brothers and sisters in Christ all over the land who are suffering in the loss of the grief of the loss of loved ones on tonight. So we ask on their behalf that you will comfort and strengthen them as long as you can, and let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver as long as you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we come now thanking you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward all of us, because we know that we are not worthy of your grace, mercy, or sufficient grace. Thank you in Jesus' name. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you will move by your spirit over the airwaves on tonight, that your word will go forth with power on tonight, that it will be received in love on tonight, that it will not go out in vain, that it will accomplish everything that you set out for it to do on tonight, that you will be glorified through it. It is our prayer and our hope and desire that as your word goes forth over this airway on tonight, should there be any listener that is not saved in your son Jesus' name on tonight, is our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through this word on tonight that will touch their hearts and prick their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, your son, as their personal Lord and Savior, and they would ask him to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. And after they have been saved, they will come to know, walk in, and live in, and fulfill their individual God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you even now for our new sisters and brothers in Christ that are going to confess Jesus Christ, your son, on tonight. We thank you for them, and we welcome them to the body of Christ and to the family of God on tonight, even in advance, because we know that it is your desire that no souls be lost. So we give you the glory, honor, and praise in advance in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we ask that you will move by your spirit, continue to touch our president and every world leader, Heavenly Father, that you will move by your spirit, touch their hearts, Lord, and they will do what's right for all people, that they will show love and compassion for all people, and that you will touch their hearts, and they will see your hand upon their lives, and they will be led and directed by you to do what's right for all people, that you will be glorified through their lives is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we give you the glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you for every listener. We pray that you will continue to bless them, grant them the desires of their hearts. Heavenly Father, we pray and lift up every father in the name of Jesus Christ all over the land, all those that are faithful fathers, Heavenly Father, that are being doers of your word. Heavenly Father, even though it seems hard at times and they can't seem to see their way, they're standing on your word and promises. So we ask that you will continue to bless those faithful fathers, Heavenly Father, that are trusting in you, that are raising their children according to your word, that you'll be glorified through them and through their children is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord, that if they are going through trials and tribulations, which we all will go through as your word has already ordained and let us know in advance that we will all go through trials and tribulations, but let the fathers know on today, Heavenly Father, that they can stand on you, they can stand on your word, because you is our Heavenly Father and you are a promise keeper. You promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us, even though their fathers and the head of their household, they get weary in well-doing at times. So we pray, Lord, that you would encourage their hearts through your word, Lord, and through your Holy Spirit, that they will continue to stand on your word, they will continue to lean and depend on you to lead and guide them, that they will continue to be the fathers that you have called and ordained for them to be in the earth for your glory for such a time as this is our prayer in Jesus' name. So have your way on tonight, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. All those that are trusting and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought food for thought comes to us saying, come to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, and this is a word from the Lord. Call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. And that is found in the scripture of Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Once again, that scripture is found in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. That's our spiritual food for thought for tonight. Once again, I am filling in for Pastor Eric Morphis on tonight. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He is my special, normal special guest on every second Thursday night, but he is under the weather on tonight. So I will be filling in for him with God's word on tonight. And tonight's message title that I will be bringing forth on tonight, and again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready, because there's a lot of scriptures that I will be giving out on tonight pertaining to this message, so that you can go back and be refreshed and renewed through God's word pertaining to these scriptures on tonight after hearing God's word in your leisure time, that God can speak a fresh and ready word just for you as you go through and meditate and study his word pertaining to this message title on tonight. And the title of my message for tonight is, Be Ye Also Ready. Be Ye Also Ready. And I have two main scriptures for this message title on tonight. And the first main scripture is coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 44. Once again, Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. And then also found in the book of Luke, which is my second main scripture for tonight, Luke chapter 12, verse 40. And I will be giving a lot of different scriptures on tonight. Some I will give to you at the end of this message so that you can write them down, so that you can study them at your leisure time, so God can meditate and deal with you personally, one-on-one, regarding this message title. So we're going to go to my one announcement for tonight, and then I'm going to do a short music break. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to get ready to get into this word on tonight. Again, tonight's message title, Be Ye Also Ready. My announcement for tonight is, I am so grateful for what God is doing. God has opened new doors for others to host shows over this platform. So, and I want you to write these shows down, the show titles and the host type names and the time that they come on, so that you can tune in and be blessed by the word that God has given to other people of God that are faithful servants, ambassadors, and vessels in the kingdom of God. And the first show is titled Theologically Speaking. Theologically Speaking with hosts Jose and Danielle Dorsey, husband and wife team. Jose and Danielle Dorsey, they are the hosts. Their show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we have Clinically Speaking with psychologist. She's a woman of God, psychologist host, Sierra Renee. Her show airs each and every fourth Thursday and first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have Ministry Impossible with host minister Sharon Rambis. He was just on tonight about an hour ago. His show airs each and every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have Pastor Eric Morphis. Again, he's my special guest on each and every second Thursday night. Again, he's under the weather tonight, so I will be filling in for him with God's word on tonight. Pastor Eric Morphis comes forth over this worldwide platform every second Thursday night. And as you know, my show airs from 8 to 9 p.m. And then every third and fourth Saturday night, we have Pastor Norman King, my first cousin. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Once again, Pastor Norman King comes over this worldwide platform every third and fourth Saturday night, delivering a powerful word from the Lord. And then finally, we have Deacon Marvin Cox. Again, we are lifting him up in prayer. We've been dealing with a lot of issues, physical and mental and stressful issues right now. So we know that God is a healer. He is faithful. So Deacon Marvin Cox is a faithful man of God who always comes forth over this worldwide platform each and every first and second Saturday night. He always shares inspirational poems first, and then he always delivers a powerful word from the Lord. Deacon Marvin Cox is one that suffers with muscular dystrophy, and he could use an excuse because he has to crawl around on the floor. Now, he cannot get out physically and go to the church and serve God, but it was his heart's desire through this worldwide platform that he's now able to share inspirational poems and deliver God's word. So he don't use his handicap or disability as an excuse not to do what God has called for him to do, to give God glory in the earth. So as I said that to say this to someone that's listening on tonight, you may have a handicap or disability. Whatever it is, don't let it stop you from fulfilling your God's purpose in the earth for God's glory. Because we have too many people, young and old, of all nationalities that have gone to the grave taking their spiritual gifts and talents to the grave, never giving God any glory by using them in the earth for God's glory while they were alive. And that's a sad report. So on tonight, once again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to receive God's word. Following this short music break, we're going to come back. We're going to get right into this word on tonight, as I will be delivering God's word very shortly. So get your Bibles, pens, and paper ready to follow along as we go through God's word once again on tonight after this music break.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say, oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Aren't you glad tonight to know that you're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and our soon coming King? And guess what? The blood of Jesus still works. It will never lose its power. I pray once again that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so we can get ready to go right into God's Word. Again, our main scripture for tonight is coming from two different scriptures. The first one is found in the book of Matthew. And all the scriptures that I'm going to be reading tonight will be coming from the King James Version of the Bible. Matthew chapter 24, verse 44 saith unto us, you and I, those that are believers and doers of God's word, who are saved in Jesus' name. He says unto us in his word, therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man. Who is this man, the Son of Man, that he's talking about Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. He says, think ye not the Son of, let me go back. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. And then we can look at also in Luke chapter 12, verse 40, also the main scripture, second main scripture for tonight, which also says almost the same thing. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man, talking about Jesus again, cometh at an hour when ye think not. See, Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, that's who he is, our risen Lord and Savior. He is our perfect example. Even at the age of 12, while he was in the temple, he was talking to men, lawyers, he was talking to doctors. He was talking to men of high esteem at the age of 12, giving them insight, and he was giving them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and he was about his Heavenly Father's business. So even at the age of 12, Jesus Christ, as he told others, he is our perfect example. Just like he said then, and that word is still true today, on this Thursday night, June 13, 2019, we who are Christians, we who are saved in Jesus' name, just like Jesus was while he was in the flesh, he was doing his Heavenly Father's business. And that's what we as Christians need to be doing. We should always find ourselves being about doing our Heavenly Father's business. So what does that tell us as Christians today? Again, it goes right back to what I just said. We must be also ready. And, or while being about our Heavenly Father's business, which is found in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, we also need to realize that we should be about our Heavenly Father's business daily, not just on Sunday, not just on whenever you attend Bible class or Sunday school, but we should be about our Heavenly Father's business daily. It should be a lifestyle. Even as Christians, we don't know the day nor the hour when God will call either one of us home to be with him forever. One way each Christian today, even today, can be about our Heavenly Father's business is by studying and meditating on God's word. In the book of First Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. Again, that's First Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Again, all the scriptures I'm reading from tonight are coming from the King James Version of the Bible. And verse number 11 says unto you and I, and that ye, you and I, we should study to be quiet and to do our own business. And we should know, and I'm paraphrasing here, we should know and fulfill our own God purpose in the earth. That's why it's important that once you're saved in Jesus' name, if you don't know your God purpose, trust me, God has a purpose for your life and for my life. There are a lot of people walking around who do not know what their God purpose is. So if you do not know your God purpose, the word of God tells us we have not because we ask not. And he wants every one of us to know what our God purpose is in the earth, because we can only fulfill our own individual God purpose. So as I was paraphrasing there, and I'm going to go back and read that again, verse 11, and that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we command you. Then verse 12 says that ye may walk, that you may not just talk, but walk honestly toward them that are without. So in other words, I'm going to paraphrase right here real quick. So what he's talking about, the word of God is talking about here, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without. The word of God tells us that we should always be ready, in other words, to help the poor, because the word of God lets us know that the poor we will have with us always. And that Jesus Christ lets us know in his word that what we do for the least of the little ones, that even includes the poor, the widows, the handicapped, those that are oppressed and depressed, the homeless. When we help those individuals, and when we help and or give to the poor, those that are in need, it is as if we are giving it to Jesus Christ himself. When we do what God has commanded us to do, be ye also ready to help even the poor. God promises that ye may, in other words, or you will have lack of nothing. See, God is a promise keeper. When he says to you and I, when we are men, when we are not men pleasers, but we are vessels, we are going out, we're seeking, we're looking for those that are hurting, we're looking for those that we can be a blessing to, we're looking for those that we can share the good news of Jesus Christ with as we feed them the word of God, those that are spiritually blind. When we feed them the word of God while we're taking care of their physical needs at the same time, then once we do that and we're doing it in love and out of compassion and from our hearts, God promised us that we, you and I, who are saved in Jesus' name, being doers of God's word, he said we will lack nothing. As followers of Jesus Christ, we too must be willing. Again, we must be willing, and we also must be ready at all times to glorify God by being a blessing to others. That goes right back to what I just said. We who are believers of Jesus Christ, who are born again in the name of Jesus Christ, as followers of Jesus Christ, we too, just like Jesus was while he was here in the flesh, we too must be willing and we must be ready at all times to give glory to God by being a blessing to others more so than ourselves, especially to those that are still spiritually blind and are spiritually lost in this dying and sinful world today. We must also be ready at all times to give a word from God to the masses, not only in our families and homes or in our communities, but we must be even willing to go beyond the norm by ministering to the poor, the downtrodden, those who have no hope or faith at all, by being daily ready to fulfill our individual and corporate God purposes, seeking the lost, seeking those that are spiritually blind, so we can show them the way through God's word by faith and by being living examples. We must show them the way by faith so they can see Jesus Christ in us, not only just by what we say, but also by our lifestyle. Then we must also show the spiritually blind and lost, we must show them that we are being used by God. And how? Why? Because we are always ready to serve inside and outside of the four walls of the church building. Just like our perfect example, Jesus Christ, he did mighty great works within the temples, but most of his work for the kingdom building on earth was done outside of the four walls of the church. And so that's why Jesus Christ is our perfect example. And that's why I always refer to, we need to be more mindful about God's word when he says we are compelled to go into the hedges and highways, teaching and preaching the word of God, compelling men, women, boys and girls that are spiritually blind to come in and be saved while they have time, while the blood is still running warm in their veins, so God can use them so they can fulfill their God's purpose in the earth for his glory. So again, it goes back to what I just said. We must show the spiritually blind and the lost that we are always ready to serve inside and outside of the four walls of the church building, just like our perfect example, Jesus Christ. And we must do it all in love. When we do this, when we go out and we lend a helping hand and we try to give spiritual advice to the lost, we should not be doing it with a nasty attitude. We should not be grumbling or complaining. We must do it in love. It goes back to Jesus, our perfect example. He never once did you ever see or hear of him complaining when he was ministering to the people, when he was healing the sick, when he was opening the blinded eyes and unstopping the deaf ears and raising the dead. He was not complaining. Why? Because he was about his Heavenly Father's business. He was always ready. That's why the Word of God says, be ye also ready. Always ready to give a word from the Lord. Always ready to be of encouragement to someone. Always ready with a genuine smile. Always ready to be of the light that shineth in this dark, evil world, that somebody can see Jesus Christ in you and through you. Somebody can see your face. Someone can face, and they can see the hope of glory shining brightly through you. They would want to be drawn to Jesus Christ and be saved as well. So we must do all these things in love and compassion while yet being fully dedicated, while being fully committed and faithful in humility. Again, I'm going to say that again because someone did not catch that. While we are serving others in the earth, giving God glory, we must do it in love and in compassion, because we was ready, just like Jesus was always ready to be a vessel being used by God. We should always be ready, because we never know who we're going to come upon. The Bible talks about be careful about how we entertain strangers, because we may be entertaining angels unaware. And that still holds true today. So that's why it's so important that we do everything in love and be full of compassion, doing it from our hearts and being fully dedicated and being fully committed and faithful while being humble at the same time toward all mankind, having no respect of a person, just like Jesus, just like the Father has no respect of a person. We must also be also ready to pray for others. We must also always be ready to have a listening ear, because someone always needs a word of encouragement. Someone is always bereaved. Someone always needs to have that hope, that ray of hope, that ray of faith that you have, that you can share with them, and that you have been through losses. You have lost loved ones, and you are still holding on to your most holy faith in God, and you're still being faithful. You're still being committed to God, and you're still fulfilling your God purpose in the earth. Why? Because you are always ready to be able to lend a listening ear to someone that is grieving, even if you just have to sit there and let them speak out and pour out into you while they're going through their grieving process. This is a part of being a doer of God's word. When we can lend an ear to our sisters and brothers who have lost loved ones and they don't know which way to turn, and they seem to want to give up on God because they have lost a loved one. So that's why it's important that we share our listening ear, and then we can, at the right time, be led by God and through the Holy Spirit as to what to say to our brothers and sisters who are grieving, so that we can give them hope, so their faith can be increasingly renewed, and they can have a new outlook on God, remembering that God said he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear, and that we can cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. So it goes back to God's word and love. We should always be prepared to share once again our hope and our faith in God, our testimonies. We should always be willing to share and give testimonies of what God has done for us to people that will give them hope, and that God will be glorified through our testimonies that we share with others. We who are saved in Jesus' name, it's not by accident that God has it in his word, in his written word, that we are to be ye also ready. I have a few scriptures here that I want to give out right now, and I hope you have your pens and paper ready. Some of them I'm going to elaborate on a little bit, but then some of them I'm not, because there's so many, and that time will not permit me to go through all of them. But I would like to give you some, and then the rest, I will give you the scriptures, and you can write them down, and that way you can go back and you can read these scriptures over and let the Lord minister to you in the way that he deemed fit to minister to you pertaining to this word on tonight, this message. Be ye also ready. In the book of Titus chapter 3, verse 1, talks about be ready to every good work. In the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible, the Word of God, talks about to you and I, who are believers in Jesus Christ, who are saved in Jesus' name. He tells you and I, my sister and my brother, be ready to every good work. Again, that's Titus chapter 3, verse 1. Declaration of mine, that's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 19. Again, declaration of mine, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 19. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2, talks about a ready mind to serve. A ready mind to serve not only God, but to serve mankind, humanity. A ready mind to serve. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 2. Be always ready to pardon. We, just like Jesus, always forgave. And that's why we thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ that still works. And that's why it's through the blood of Jesus Christ, we only through his blood that anyone can be saved. And thank God through the blood of Jesus Christ and because of his redemption on the cross that we can be pardoned and forgiven of our sins. So in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 17, talks about our God-ready pardon. Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 17. And then in the book of Psalms, chapter 86, verse 5, Psalms, chapter 86, verse 5 talks about God. When he says, Lord God, most of all, we must always be ready to forgive. And I'm paraphrasing right there. But this is an area in, I see in a lot of Christians' lives who, and some of these Christians are seasoned saints, but they find it hard to forgive. And they've been studying God's word for many, many years, and they will shout all over the church, give God glory, honor, and praise, that God is the head of my life, and I love God, I love my fellow man, I love humanity, but they find it hard to forgive. You cannot love God and not forgive, because God said, if you cannot forgive your brothers and sisters, that's what Jesus said in his word, then my heavenly Father will not forgive you. So that's why I say, Lord God, most of all, help us as Christians to always be ready to forgive. Even those that are in the body of Christ who have hurt us, church hurt is one of the most hurtful types of hurt that I think I've ever experienced, and maybe some of you listeners have experienced as well. Church hurt, that's real, and it takes a lot of strength and power and faith in God and standing on his word to forgive anyone, and especially someone that you love and someone that say they love you, and especially those that are in the body of Christ who are being used by the enemy to cause church hurt. So even though you may have been hurt by someone in the body of Christ, a brother and sister in Christ, you must learn to forgive them. And the forgiveness is really for you so that you can move on with your life and you can move on and fulfill your God purpose and therefore His glory. So again, we must always, as Christians, talking about be ye also ready, we must always be also ready to forgive. So that's, again, that's found in Psalms chapter 86, verse 5. And then, verse 5, this is what it says. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. See, the Lord says, when you call upon me, He promised He will answer you. So when you have been hurt by anyone, whether it's a husband and wife, you have hurt your wife or your husband or your children or your significant other or whoever it may be, someone in the body of Christ, someone on your job, in your family, or your neighborhood, whatever it may be, if you have hurt someone, go back and ask for forgiveness and do it in love. And then so that you, when you sin and when you fall short, that that person that has wronged you will be able to forgive you, and that you both will be able to receive forgiveness from God when you go to Him and ask to be forgiven of your sins. Because again, the Word of God says, and Jesus is saying this, if you will not forgive your brothers and your sisters whom you see daily, then the Father, God, will not be able to forgive you. He says, if you say that you have forgiven everyone and you don't fall short of God's glory, in other words, the Lord God is letting you know that, and you have never lied. The Bible, the Word of God says that you are telling a lie and the truth is not in you, because you're being used by the enemy, the father of lies, Satan, the enemy. That's what he wants to do. He wants to keep the body of Christ. He wants to keep us divided and separated, all because we fail to forgive one another. And that way we cannot continue to move on in the right frame of mind, in the right spirit, fulfilling our individual and corporate God purposes and in the earth for His glory. So tonight's message title is Be Ye Also Ready. So again, I have some more scriptures that I would like to give to you pertaining to this message title. Again, I hope you have your paper ready so you can write down these scriptures so that in your leisure time you can read through them and at your leisure and let the Lord deal with you and meditate. As you meditate on these scriptures, the Lord can speak to your heart pertaining to this message title and these scriptures. And these other scriptures are found in Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 and 16. Once again, that's Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 and 16. And also Matthew chapter 5, verse 12 through 16. Again, Matthew chapter 5, verse 12 through 16. Also in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 6 through 11, and verse 14 through 18. Once again, the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 6 through 11, and verses 14 through 18. The book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. Then we have Hebrews chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. Then we have Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 8 through 14. The book of Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 8 through 14. Then we have Colossians chapter 1. Verses 24 through 29. And then finally, Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 through 23. Again, the last two are Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 through 29. And then finally, Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 through 23. So I pray that something has been said on tonight that would touch your heart to have you do a self-examination of your own life according to God's word to make sure that you are always ready. The word of God says, be ye also ready. And as we went through God's word on tonight, I pray that something has been said on tonight that will stir up your heart again to help you, have you go through God's word and let him speak to you through his word pertaining to this message on tonight so that you can see if you are ready to do great work in the kingdom of God and kingdom building here on earth. As God lead and guide you through his Holy Spirit, through his word, that you would be faithful, a faithful, committed, humble doer of his word, that he would be glorified through you as you fulfill your God purpose here on earth and your God purposes. Some people have more than one God purpose. Some people have more than one God gift and God talent. He blesses whom he will as he sees fit according to his will. So whatever your gifts or talents are, make sure that you are always ready to use your gifts and your talents that God has anointed and ordained you with for such a time as this, that as you are also ready at all times, that you are being used by God in your gifts and talents that will bring him glory. And again, it's not to bring glory to yourself, because we are only vessels. We who are saved in Jesus' name, we are servants. We are vessels. We are ambassadors of the Most High God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator. So I pray that you have received this word. I pray that this word on tonight has been a blessing to someone. I pray that it has been helpful to someone. And most of all, I know that it has not gone forth on tonight over this worldwide platform, and it has not gone out in vain. It's going to accomplish everything that God has set forth to do, even on tonight. So I thank you for taking the time out to tune in once again to this ministry titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Once again, I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. Again, I filled in tonight for Pastor Eric Morpheus. So I'm asking you all to continue to lift him up in prayer, that God would touch his body, that he would be healed and delivered and set free, so that God will be able to continue to use him in the earth as he continues to stand on God's word and teach and preach and deliver God's word with power and with holy boldness for God's glory. So we're going to get ready to close out tonight. Once again, I would like to let all listeners know that I'm asking all listeners, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants ambassadors vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Listen, listeners, I love you, and I would most definitely love to hear from you. I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to have you hear your input. I would love to hear how this ministry is being a blessing to you. Has it been a blessing to you? I would love to hear your testimonies and your praise reports so that we together will be able to give God even more glory as we share your testimonies and praise reports over this worldwide platform, that others can be blessed by your testimonies and praise reports, so that others can know that what God has done for you and I, just like he said in this word, he has no respect for a person. Someone else needs to know that what God has done for us, he still is able to do for them. Those that are lacking in faith, those that are holding on to their faith, that their doubt and their fears, instead of holding on to their faith, we are to encourage one another in God's word. We are to encourage one another with our praise reports and our testimonies to encourage others and let them know, again, that what God has done for me and you, for you and I, he can do for them as well, because, again, he is a promise keeper, and he has no respect for a person. So I pray that you have been blessed by the word on tonight. It was my privilege to be able to bring forth another word from the Lord on tonight to share with you, the listener, on tonight. And I pray that you have received this word on tonight, and I pray that you will meditate on these different scriptures as I have given them to you, so that you can become even stronger in your faith. You can become stronger in your walk in the Lord, so that you will always be ready to be a witness for the Lord. You will always be ready to forgive others. You will always be ready to speak up on behalf of God, on behalf of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, that would give him glory, that your living would not be in vain, that God would be glorified through you on tonight. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, we're going to close out in prayer. And once again, I'm asking all the listeners, please keep Pastor Eric Morpheus in prayer. Also, Deacon Marvin Cox, who comes forth over this worldwide platform sharing very inspirational poems, and he always delivers a powerful word from the Lord. He is under the weather as well on tonight. And also, we want to continue to lift up Brother Raymond Eppinger and the Eppinger family and the loss of his wife, Sister Ruby Eppinger, and also the family of Ruby Blackwell. A couple of weeks ago, they lost their mother. And then the very next day after the homegoing of their mother, they lost their grandmother in North Carolina. And so that we're praying for the Blackwell family. Not only those families, but all those that have lost loved ones and all the different mass shootings around the world, in the state of Michigan, in the city of Detroit, all over the land, because the enemy is still roaring his ugly head, seeking whom he may devour. And we know that the enemy is still using people. Just like God uses people, the enemy uses people as well. So we know that we already have the victory over death, hell, and the grave because of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to continue to lift up all those that have bereaved all over the land, because people have lost loved ones everywhere, all nationalities. Again, the enemy has no shame. He don't care who he devours. That's his job. He's trying to take as many with him as he can. So as doers of God's word, it goes right back to what we said. As Christians, we are always to be on guard and be ready to lift up those that are bereaved, those that are sick and afflicted, those that are dealing with issues, those that are poor in their minds, spirits, and bodies. We should always be ready to offer up a prayer on their behalf, stand in the gap for them. So that's what we're doing on tonight. So we're going to continue to lift up our sisters and brothers all over the land that are suffering from the loss of loved ones, those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies on tonight. So pray with me as we close out for tonight. Once again, eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this another opportunity to bring forth your word on tonight. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you again for who you are. We thank you that you are our Father. You are our Heavenly Father, our Creator, for everyone who is a believer of your Son, Jesus Christ, who have accepted him as your Son and as your personal Lord and Savior in their hearts, Lord, by opening their mouths and asking to be forgiven of their sins, and have accepted him as Jesus Christ, your Son. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the one. You are the one who calls your Son, Jesus Christ, because of the love that he has for you and the love he has for mankind, that he came down through 42 generations. He came down in the form of flesh to give up his life through the shedding of his blood, that we can be saved and redeemed, that we can be forgiven of our sins. So now, Lord, we come thanking you for Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank you, my Father, that it's through him that we live. It's through you that we live, move, and have our being. It's through you, Lord, that we know that we cannot do anything, but with Jesus Christ, your Son, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So now, Lord, on tonight, we lift up every father who is saving your Son, Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, on tonight, who are going through trials and tribulations as they try to raise their families according to your word. We ask, Lord, that you would increase their faith, build up their most holy faith, help their unbelief, help them when they have fear and doubts in their hearts and minds, remove the fear and doubt, Heavenly Father, help them to stand on your word. And after they have done all they can do to stand, help them to continue to stand according to your word, because we know that you are a faithful God, and you promised that you would not put no more on us, even the fathers, even today, Heavenly Father, who are being doers of your word, Heavenly Father, that seem like they're having a hard time. So we want to encourage them on tonight, according to your word, to stand on their faith and to continue to hold on to your unfailing and unchanging hand. because you promised that you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. And you are a promise keeper, and we love you for that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for every believer on tonight. We thank you for every listener on tonight. Grant each one the desires of their hearts, those that are faithful doers of your word all over the land. We thank you, Lord, that you have people everywhere that are faithful doers of your word. You have people all over the land, Heavenly Father, that are servants, ambassadors, and vessels that are sharing the good news of Jesus Christ throughout the earth. So we just ask that you to continue to anoint each vessel, continue to anoint and bless each gift that you've anointed them with, and not only them, but me as well, that we can continue to fulfill our God's purpose in the earth for your glory individually, and then it's a corporate body of believers in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. So Heavenly Father, we ask that you will move by your spirit, continue to have your way in every listener's life on tonight. Grant us the desires of our hearts because you are a promise keeper. You said we have not because we ask not. And we thank you that you are faithful, God. You're not like man. You cannot lie. You cannot fail. You cannot change. But we just bless your name because we know that you are in total control at all times. You never slumber. You never sleep. And we just give you all the glory for who you are, even on tonight. And Father, it's in Jesus' name we pray, and all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer. And it's all by faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that's the word for tonight. And once again, I pray that you have received this word, and I pray that it has been a blessing to you, the listener, on tonight. Continue to spread the good news about this ministry so that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that God loves you. I love you too. So on this coming Saturday night, June 15th, 2019, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be bringing forth God's word on this Saturday night. You want to tune in and be blessed by the word on this coming Saturday night. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.